Yes, sir.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
What's your name?
Salcedo.
Adam is my name.
How are you doing?
So I called the Sheriff's Watch Commander.
Good to talk to
you. I want to say his last name was Finley, but I know that's not correct.
Okay.
So I called dispatch and they transferred me to the watch commander. I talked to him. I said that I wanted to make a crime report. And he said, after I explained to him what happened, he said, well, if what you're saying is a crime, that it occurred at the courthouse, so I want you to go down there and talk to the supervisor and tell him what happened. And either A, he'll make a crime report or take an information report, or he won't do anything.
Okay.
But go down there and talk to him. So is that you that I need to talk to?
Sure.
Okay. So I used to be a cop. So
okay.
I don't worry about me. I was fined $1 million, close to it.
Holy cow. Okay.
By a judge here.
What judge?
Chafee. He just retired.
Okay.
And there is no lawful authority for him to do it. So
okay.
I did make an appeal.
Okay.
And I went to that court and those judges did the same thing.
Okay.
And they said there's no merit to my argument. Okay?
After what the argument. What was the fine for? Yeah, let me ask you that.
For not having a construction license.
Okay.
Okay. Keep in mind that the fine for not having a driver's license in the car is about $250.
Right.
And the criminal fine for not having a construction license is a maximum of $5,000. So the civil penalty can't possibly be $930,000. Okay?
Okay.
So I made the appeal. They said the same thing, that they appealed Chafee's ruling. And so then the next option is to go to the California Supreme Court.
Okay.
I went there.
Okay.
And they said, it's discretionary. We don't have to take your case. And they didn't take it.
Right.
So I went to the U.S. Supreme Court. It's okay. Discretionary there, right. Too. They didn't take my case.
Okay.
I continued researching the law. I have the evidence that it is a fine and not what they said it was. And so literally on June 22nd, the Supreme Court, U.S. Supreme Court, came down with a decision that is just like my case.
Okay.
And they upheld, if you will, all of the same arguments that I made to Chafee and on appeal.
Okay.
Okay, so the legal premise of my argument is that if a judge does something without either statutory or constitutional authority, mm-hmm. right, everything that you or I do as a police officer, we have to have authority in law for
right.
it, right?
Right.
Okay, so if you act without lawful authority, you're not doing something under the law. You're acting without authority.
Right.
Okay. So then if you were to do something like that, you can be either sued civilly or arrested right. for committing a crime.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's what I'm here to say, is that Chafee had no authority under either statutory or constitutional law to fine me $1 million or close to it. And so I have since gone to the Commission on Judicial Performance, which would be the agency that would right. investigate judges.
Mm-hmm.
And they are only, from what I can tell, an administrative agency that does not have criminal law enforcement authority.
Okay.
I did submit a complaint to them and they said, this sounds like legal error and we've closed the complaint. I sent them a letter and I said, wait a minute.
Legal error on whose part, your part?
Chafee's.
Okay. Do you have a lawyer, sir?
I don't. And I don't need a lawyer because they're a part of this. The state bar actually promulgated the civil jury instructions of this issue. So the other thing that I want to share is that this is not just an issue confined to me. This is a criminal policy violation that the entire state of California is involved in perpetrating against people. And what happens is they come in here, someone makes a complaint that they were contracting without a license. The judges award these exorbitant fines, and then the next thing you know, the people go to appeal, they get shut down, and then they say, wait a minute, you can't do this. You can't take my property without lawful authority. And so
what was your first appeal based on?
Okay, so there's a principle in law called disgorgement.
Can I interrupt before you start?
Sure.
Do you have a case number?
Sure.
Can you give it to me?
Yeah, it's 30.
Oh, I left my hand down the floor.
I got it.
I just left the desk.
30-2015-00805807.
00805-807.
I believe that's it. The case name is BER. Yes. it might not have that dash.
Do you
there.
Have a? Do you have? Okay, I got this one. Yeah.
Yeah, it might not have.
Do
that.
You have a? So this is a civil case.
It is a civil case. Okay. However, let me share something with you about that. Okay. So, in criminal law, right, if you make an arrest of somebody that comes in here and steals something,
okay,
right, you make the crime report, and you send it to your investigator. The investigator says, yeah, we got this guy in custody. He did it. They send over an in custody to the DA's office.
Yeah.
And the DA does whatever they're going to do.
You're right.
Okay. I can't go and prosecute that guy, correct? Right. It has to be prosecuted by the state of California.
Yes.
Okay. Same instance here. If there's a violation of a public regulatory law that is punitive, penal,
uh-huh,
it has to be prosecuted by the state of California on behalf of the people. It cannot be prosecuted by a private party.
Where was this case held? Is it Lamar?
Here.
Here. It was here?
Here.
Civil
yes.
court here?
Yes.
Okay.
So first off, there is no authority to even...
And what is your last name, sir?
It's B-E-R-E-K-I. The case name is Bereky v. Humphreys, H-U-M-P-H-R-E-Y-S. So,
okay.
So there is a principle in law, it's called disgorgement. And it's based upon the law of restitution. So like, let me give an example. Let's say a guy robs a bank and you go down there, you get the call, you go to the bank, they say, yep, 20 grand was taken from us. And yeah, no problem. So you go down there, you take the crime report, the bank says, yeah, we lost 20 grand. And so then you find the suspect, you arrest him, he goes to court, and the judge says, well, we have evidence that you stole 20 grand. I'm gonna order you to make restitution to the bank of the $20,000.
Right.
That in law is also called disgorgement. The word disgorge means to give up. You have to give up what you were unjustly enriched. Okay?
Okay.
All right, so if the judge orders the guy that stole the 20 grand to pay back 40 grand, the 20 grand is part restitution and the other 20 is part penalty. Are you following me?
Yes.
Okay. So, in the case of contracting without a license, they're saying that the action that they took against me was for disgorgement. So, in that claim, you have to go to court and the other side has to show how much I was unjustly enriched, meaning how much I profited by this action.
Okay.
That never happened. What happened was they put on evidence that they paid me $930,000 to build this custom house. I built the house, I gave them the house. Okay? So then Chafee says, oh, they paid you $930,000, give them another $930,000. I said, time out. You can only take my profit, and there's no evidence of that. If you take any more than my profit, that's a fine. He denied my hearing, so then I filed another motion, and I said, what is your authority to do this? He fined me, and I got no hearing. So that's when I went to the appeal. So, as I've continued to research all of this, this is when, literally on June 22nd, the Supreme Court of the United States came down with a ruling, and they said, look, the courts have been abusing disgorgement, and here's what disgorgement is and what you have to do. And it is the exact opposite of what Chafee did and the exact opposite of what the people in the appellate court did.
Okay, so have you filed an appeal based on that?
Yeah, no, you can't.
Okay. Why not?
Because you can't. You get one shot. That's it. It's over. And if the higher courts don't want to take your case, you're fucked.
Okay.
So now here's the issue. There's a judgment that's in my name, and it's attached to property that I am the trustee of. It's actually my mom's house that I gave to her. It's in my name, though. And I can't pay it. It's
okay.
Not a lawful judgment. And so they can foreclose on my property at any time and take the house. And the only other resolution is to go to bankruptcy. And that's irreparable harm. Okay, so now, here I am. I've called the judicial council. I've made all the appeals. I've gone through all the civil processes to do everything. I called Santa Ana Police Department and I said, hey, this is your city. Crime happened in your city. Will you take a report? No, we're not doing anything. Today, I called the sheriff's dispatch because you guys supervise this place. the dispatch supervisor said, call the DA's office because it's a public official. I called the DA's office. Finley is the guy that I spoke with. He's the DA supervisor. He said, all we do is officer-involved shootings. We have no authority here. He said, you need to call the Sheriff's Department or the Santa Ana Police Department. So that's where I'm at. And I did, as I said, make the complaint to the Council on Judicial Performance or the Commission on Judicial Performance, but they do not have criminal law enforcement authority. So this is where I'm at. Okay. When I talked to your watch commander, he said, look, you have to go down to the court and talk to an officer. He said they may take an information report, they may take a crime report, but they're not gonna know until you actually tell them the information. So here I am, and I'll understand if you say you're not gonna do anything about it, but I think you do, so that's where I'm at.
Have you consulted with an attorney?
Yes.
Based on this?
Yes.
Okay.
That's what
That's why I'm here.
What they say?
This is it. There's
the
nothing we can
said
do.
To go make a crime report?
No, there's nothing you can do. That's what the attorney said.
Oh.
Yeah. So, in my study, like I said, I was a cop for about 10 years, and I did major fraud and forgery as a detective in Orange County. If you take property by means of force or fear without lawful authority, that is robbery. It's theft.
It was a judgment.
Doesn't matter.
A civil judgment.
Yeah, it was a civil judgment. That's the problem we have. It's not like the judge walked up to you on the street and took your money by force or fear.
Correct. But let's say that you're driving in your patrol car and you say, I don't like that guy's wearing a pink shirt. Come here, asshole. You arrest him, bring him to the jail, and now, while you may have been in authority as a police officer to do your duty, that's not your duty. There's no lawful authority for you to make up your own crime, commit an arrest, and violate somebody's constitutional rights. Your job is limited only to the scope within your authority, okay? So now, if with Chafee, I had said, hey judge, time out, there's a problem here. This is a fine. And so the California Supreme Court has said, when the court's gonna issue a fine, you have to consider four criteria. First is you have to take into account the person's ability to pay. You have to take into account the amount of the fine versus the gravity of the offense. Okay, so what they do is they look at comparable situations and they say, okay, what's the fine for driving without a license? So that's $250. So how do we get $1 million here? What's the criminal fine for this violation? It's only $5,000. So how can we, in a civil case, award $1 million? You can't. So these are the criteria that the court has to follow. And if they're not following them, they're not acting within authority. They're just like a person making an arbitrary decision, right? The judge has discretion, but that discretion is only within the law. He can't make something up that he just feels whatever on the whim of his, pulls it out of his ass. He says, this is what I think is gonna happen. That's what our system is the orderly administration of justice within the Constitution, within the laws that have been created by the legislature and society. So I'm saying that if they're not gonna follow the law, they're acting without authority, and that's a crime.
But what I hear you saying is that you don't like or agree with the judge's judgment.
Incorrect.
You don't like his decision, which, you know, I don't blame you, but that's...
Okay.
So now you've gone to all the channels that you possibly could have gone to, and they're not giving you avenues in which to fight. And this one, again, is not another avenue. Because
it's not a crime. It's not. It was a judgment. I don't know.
Okay,
I'm sorry you're going through this, but there's really, it's not a crime. There isn't.
You've been handed a judgment, and...
So even, if I'm understanding you correctly, even if the judge had no authority to make that judgment...
Well, but it sounds like he does, because the attorney you consulted, if there was something that judge did wrong, he'd have been...
No, let's leave that. I hear you. Let's leave that out to the side and just consider the possibility that what I'm sharing with you is correct. Can we go there?
If a judge got off the stand.
Do you have the judgment with you?
I don't, but I can go in there and get a copy of it.
Because usually with the judgment, they say they back it up with whatever.
Okay, well, there's no backup there. But just consider, if we can, the hypothetical, just momentarily, that I'm correct, that he had no authority to do what he did. Then where are we? Because I can show that to you.
It's not with your local police department.
It's not, we won't handle that.
It's over, that's over our heads.
Okay, so even if that were the case, assuming hypothetically that that were the case, you're saying that it's not a crime and that you guys will not investigate it?
Not for the local police.
Okay, is there an agency that you know of that would handle that?
Wouldn't it be the judicial...
Commission on Judicial Performance, yes, but they do not have criminal law enforcement capability.
Okay, but this is a civil matter.
It's not.
It is. It's a civil matter.
Okay, so...
Your judgment was a civil matter.
Okay.
So there's some kind of finding that they should investigate. They need to investigate what it was that he did and come back and tell you, yes, he had authority, or you know what? You're right. There is no authority.
Okay, so then what? If there was no authority, then what?
That's up to the Judicial Commission.
Okay. So, I disagree with you guys. So, but
what did they come back with? Yes, you did take it to them, right?
Yes.
Did you take it to them?
Yes. They said that you are making a complaint about legal error and we are not going to investigate it.
Did you ask them who will?
No, because they don't talk to you on the phone. You can only send them a letter.
Did you send them a letter?
I did. That's why I made the complaint. So there is no agency in California that will handle it. And the problem is that this is not just happening to me, as I said. It's happening to many people. And I know you don't have... I'm not giving you any evidence yet. You're just taking my word for it. But that's a problem.
Yeah.
So... Will you guys even take an information report?
For what? No, it's no crime. You had a judgment made against
you. An investigator is not going to investigate that.
Okay. Okay. Could I write down your guys' names? Would that be okay with you?
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to have record that I talked to you. You're Sergeant Sassy. And what's your name, ma'am?
DeMaio.
Okay.
D-E-M-A.
Okay. Thank you for your time. I appreciate
it. Sorry.
It's okay.
Good luck.